Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I'm not called by man or some religious denomination to preach, but I'm a servant of the Most High God Jehovah, called to be a soldier of the cross of Christ by Jesus Christ and God the Father who has raised Christ from the dead. And I am commissioned and empowered by the Holy Spirit to call the Church of Jesus Christ back to the faith in the cross through the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, which is the message of the cross. Simply stated, we must die in order for Christ to live. This is the only faith the Church of Jesus Christ has. All other doctrines are commandments of men, which are vain doctrines void of eternal life. And if you are following them, you are worshiping God in vain. Please notice in Matthew 15 and 9 that Jesus directly relates worship to the doctrine that is being taught. If you think you are worshiping God in a house that is preaching false doctrine, you are deceived and you are ignorantly worshiping Satan. And if after having heard the one true gospel, you discard it and stubbornly continue following vain doctrines, you will soon hear the dreaded words, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." All other doctrines and confessions deny all that Christ died for and will lead you to believe that you can draw close to God and honor Him with your lips while your heart is still in this world. Let us pray from Colossians 1, 9 through 12. Father, in the name of Jesus, let our prayers be continually before you for all the saints, desiring that we would be filled with the revelation knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the revelation knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might, according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto you, Father, which has made us acceptable to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. Father, I further pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that he would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or sowing your tares. Amen. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue to teach on the one true gospel. This is part 4 in the series. My beloved brothers and sisters, Jesus has left his church one true gospel, and that one true gospel has one true faith. And either you will come into the unity of this one true faith received from this one true gospel, or else Jesus will not be your Lord. Ephesians 4:5 lets us know that there is only one Lord, and he has only one faith, and that one faith is in our baptism of death with him on the cross. Any other doctrine or gospel is a doctrine or gospel from hell taught by servants of Satan that do not have God in them. They are wolves in sheep's clothing who are not content to live with what Jesus taught us. Their lust and desires for the things of this world have drawn them away from God and his one true gospel. The Holy Spirit lets us know in 1 John 2:22 that they are antichrist because they have denied the Father and the Son. They deny the resurrected Christ the right to live through their lives, which he purchased at Calvary with his blood, because they will not accept the gospel of the kingdom as the only gospel and lose their lives in this world. And because they deny the Christ his right to live through them by the one faith, they deny the Father that would work through the resurrected Christ in their lives. The Holy Spirit lets us know in 2 John 1:9 that whoever does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. The preachers of any other gospel do not have God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. Do you? What gospel are you listening to? What gospel are you sowing with your giving? God is not mocked. What gospel you sow is the gospel you will reap from. The Holy Spirit in 2 John 1:11 lets us know that he that aids and abets the preaching of any gospel that is not the doctrine of Christ is a partaker of the evil deeds of the evil preachers. Again, I ask you the question, what gospel are you sowing? It seems to me that if we cannot have God unless we abide in this doctrine of Christ, it would be of utmost, supreme, eternal importance to know what this doctrine of Christ is. In Matthew 10:38 and 39, Jesus tells us that if we do not take up our cross and follow him, we are not worthy of him. He tells us that if we find our life, we will lose it. But if we lose our life, we will find it. Again, Jesus tells us in Matthew 16, 24 through 25, that we cannot come after Him if we do not deny self and take up our cross and follow Him. He said that if we save our life, we will lose it. But if we lose our life for His sake, we will find it. Again, Jesus tells us in Mark 8, 34 and 35, that if we want to follow Him, we have to deny self and take up our cross and follow Him. He tells us that if we save our life, we will lose it, but if we lose our life for His sake and the Gospel's, we will save our life. Here Jesus ties the Gospel He taught with following Him. We must lose our life for Jesus and His Gospel. Jesus tells us in Luke 9, 23 and 24, that any man that wants to come after Him must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Him. He said that if we save our life, we will lose it, but if we lose it for His sake, we will save it. Again, Jesus tells us in Luke 17, 33, that whosoever saves his life shall lose it, and whosoever loses his life shall save it. Again, in John 12, 24 and 25, Jesus tells us that a corn of wheat must fall to the ground and die before it brings forth fruit. He said again that he that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Brothers and sisters, the love of our Savior is growing cold in America, and our indifference toward a lost and dying world is glaringly apparent in our church houses. I propose to you that missions are dying out in America, and church members have no desire to see souls saved anymore, because 99.9% of the gospels on TV, radio, internet, etc. are not the gospel of the kingdom. If Jesus tells us something once, it is important. But if He tells us over and over again, it is of utmost eternal importance. Jesus has told us over and over and over again that we must lose our life in order to have His eternal life. Jesus gives us the formula for losing our life and producing the fruits of righteousness and bringing in the harvest of souls as denying self, taking up our cross, and following Him. Do you want the eternal life Jesus offers you? If so, you must accept His way of denying self and taking up your cross. There's no other entrance into the kingdom of God. This message I preach is not a suggestion. It is a declaration and an ultimatum that the kingdom of God has come to you in this message, and you must accept the way of Jesus' cross or you will not have His eternal life. What does deny self mean? It means to disown ourselves, forget ourselves, lose sight of ourselves and our own interests. It means to give up ourselves, refuse ourselves, etc. Almost everything you hear today that is passed off as gospel is contrary to this. It is the commandments of men. What does take up your cross mean? To take up our cross means we must die by the faith in our baptism of death with Jesus Christ on the cross. The Holy Spirit declares to us in Romans 6:3 that we come into the life of Christ through a baptism of death with Him. Water baptism is a symbolism of what happens to us spiritually when we confess Jesus as our Lord and believe He was raised from the dead. We die with Jesus on the cross, and we are buried with Him. Then we rise from death as new creatures, having been transformed by the resurrected life of Jesus Christ imparted into our beings by the faith that we died with Him on the cross. And as new beings in Christ through a baptism of death, we must offer the resurrected Christ who now dwells in our bosom. We must offer Him our bodies and our total lives, everything we are, spirit, soul, and body, as His instrument to live His eternal life through daily. His eternal life then becomes our eternal life because we are in Christ through the faith in our baptism of death. This is what it means to take up our cross. If we refuse to lose our lives by refusing to give the resurrected Lord our bodies and our lives to use as He pleases, then we will lose His eternal resurrected life. By the faith in our baptism of death, we lose our life in this world. And by the faith in our baptism of death, we gain the eternal resurrected life of Christ. The Holy Spirit declares to us in Romans 6:7 that we cannot be free from our sin nature until we are dead. And how are we going to be dead and still alive at the same time? At the point of salvation, Jesus comes to us and offers us His death on the cross as our own death. We cannot have the eternal life of Christ unless we accept the death of Christ on the cross as our own by the faith. When we confess Jesus as our Lord, our life is no longer our own. Our life has been purchased by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and has become the eternal resurrected life of Jesus Christ to do with and to live as He pleases. The problem with Christianity today without the cross is that we want resurrected life on our terms. My beloved brothers and sisters, we cannot tell eternal resurrected life where He will go and what He will do and what He will say. The kingdom of God has come to you in this message. You will either submit to the resurrected life of Jesus Christ within you by losing all of your life in this world, or you will lose His eternal life. Choose you this day who you will serve. If we do not accept Jesus' offer of His death as our own by the faith, we cannot have His eternal life. This is the gospel of the kingdom, and you cannot have faith to receive it until you hear it. And you cannot hear it unless a preacher preaches it. And the preacher cannot preach it unless he is sent. Some crucified saints have sacrificed to send this gospel to you today. What will you do with it? Your eternal destiny is at stake. Will you receive it and send it to others on Christ's behalf? Or will you reject it and continue partaking of the evil deeds of Antichrist preachers that deny the resurrected Christ the right to live in them and deny the Father the opportunity to work through the resurrected Christ? Are the preachers that you are supporting preaching the one true gospel? I'm going to throw out some names, and I want you to ask yourself, are they preaching the one true gospel? Anthony Mangan, Mark Hankins, Joshua Darrow, Tommy Tenney, Benny Hinn, Joyce Myers, Miles Monroe, Creflo Dollar, Kenneth Copeland, Rod Parsley, John Hagee, T.D. Jakes, Paula White, Kenneth Hagin, Jesse Duplantis, Steve Muncy, Mike Murdoch, Rick Warner, Bill Hybels, Peter Wagner, Cindy Jacobs, Leroy Thompson, Jensen Franklin, Richard Roberts, James Robertson, all of TBN, all of God TV, etc. Are they preaching the one true gospel that you must lose your life in order for you to have the eternal life Jesus Christ offers you? Are they preaching the cross of Jesus Christ and the faith that you must lose your life there with Christ? The Holy Spirit is telling us urgently in 1 John 2:22 and 2 John 1:7 through 9 that if they are not preaching the one true gospel, they do not have God. And they are antichrist. What gospel are you sowing? Are you antichrist also? The Holy Spirit lets us know in Mark 4:14 that the sower sows the word. It is eternally important that you take inventory of the gospel that you are sowing. God is not mocked. We will reap eternal destruction or we will reap eternal life from the gospel that we sow. The Holy Spirit lets us know in 1 Corinthians 1:18 that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that will eternally perish. Also, the Holy Spirit lets us know in Matthew chapter 25 that there are 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins. Being virgins represent being saved at one time. The foolish virgin's lamp went out, they missed the rapture, and Jesus said He did not know them. Why? 1 Timothy 5:12 gives us the answer, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. Jesus left His church one gospel and one faith. Is God saying to you, in vain do they worship Me, teaching and sowing the commandments of men instead of My Christ doctrine? The gospel we sow determines who we are worshiping. Repent and come back to the cross and lose your life there before it is too late. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.